And I'm happy to bring and welcome into studio a good friend of the show, Daron Klein, CEO of Telfed. Just got in off the plane this morning. Daron, welcome to the program. Nice to have you.
Thank you. Always good to come back and bring greetings from Israel. So thank you for hosting me.
Hopefully a little bit cooler than in Israel is already. I mean, it's only, I suppose, late May. It's already getting a smidgen on the warm side there, huh?
This is true. We had temperatures of 41 in Beit Shemesh over Shabbat and Shavuot.
And summer hasn't even properly arrived yet. Wow, that's hectic. Anyway, Daron, you are at the Aliyah Expo is happening this week. And, of course, lots of things to consider with Aliyah. But I thought at the moment, a lot of kids are writing prelims and pre-prelims and after pre-prelims. I don't even know what they do these days. And I'm sure thinking about things that they could be doing after school. And Israel and Israeli universities are becoming an increasingly interesting option for young South Africans from a things that you can learn perspective, and even, I think, from a price perspective, which is very interesting as well. So I thought we'd bring you on and explore that a little bit. Maybe start by telling us what actually is out there, particularly in English, because I think obviously that's all ways of accessing Hebrew, because that's always one of the big constraints.
So there's been a quiet revolution in Israel in the last few years regarding the number of degrees, undergraduate degrees, that one can study in English, and it's growing all the time. And all the major academic institutions in Israel are starting to offer bachelor degrees from beginning to end. It's 3 years in Israel. There isn't that concept of the honors. 3 year bachelor degrees in English from beginning to end. That's growing. You know, Israel has 67 academic institutions.
Wow.
And more of them are offering bachelor degrees in English. I might say that on the master's level, the postgraduate, it's even more interesting, because in Israel the situation is, if you even have one student on a postgraduate level that isn't able to follow the class in Hebrew, they will teach the class in English.
Sure.
And the reason is because once you get to the master's level, they need to write a thesis. You want that thesis to be read throughout the world. If it's written in Hebrew, far less people will read it naturally. So therefore, they encourage in studying in English on the master's level. And the bachelor's level, well, we've entered the market with the Telfed SASE program. SASE stands for South African Studying in Israel. And the aim of the program was to connect with these academic institutions that are offering academic degrees in English from beginning to end. And we came with quite a clear message to them. It was a message we borrowed from South Africa. We said, fees must fall. And we went around to a number of academic institutions, and we said, with the current rand-dollar exchange rate, the fees that they charge in the Americans cannot be the same fees that they charge in the South Africans. And there was a lot of understanding. And as we enter more and more partnerships with different academic institutions, we're actually now able to offer English-speaking degrees to South Africans at the same rate, tuition rate, as basically 20% more than what Israelis are paying in shekels. So to actually translate that into monetary terms, we're talking approximately 14,000 shekels for a year of tuition. Now, times that by 3.5, you're not too far off from a lot of academic degrees in South Africa that would cost that similar amount in rands. So this really has led to a wonderful situation in Israel today, where more and more institutions are offering English-speaking bachelor degrees just at a little bit more than what the Israelis pay in shekels. And those institutions that are still charging the, let's say, American-focused fees, you're talking about, you know, like around the between $12,000 and $15,000 dollar range, they've all agreed, once they've joined us under the SASE umbrella, they've all agreed to give significant discounts to South African students, although I must say that those discounts are based on need.
Right. So, by the way, if you want to ask any questions, particularly around this topic, please let us know. 34519, that's the SMS line, 061 895 1019 on the WhatsApp. If there's any questions that you have for Doron, if you're thinking about studying in Israel, maybe, you know, take this opportunity to ask any questions. Doron, I'm assuming that the reason that they're prepared to engage with you guys is that they are interested in South African students. They do see them as being sort of worthwhile and of a decent grade, that they can cope with the material and hopefully, you know, have add to an experience to the universities themselves.
There's definitely a growing awareness, I would say, of the great potential of South African students. South African students coming out with a very good education from South Africa are considered very good students, and the academic institutions want to engage. When we go to meet them from Telfed and we present the SASE program to them and we say, guys, if you want to join with us, you know, you have to lower your fees. There's a desire to do so. There's a desire to engage. There's South African students are viewed very highly, and I think that's it's a salute to the South African Jewish education here that's the way it's viewed.
And what are popular things that people are actually doing, you know, degrees wise? I've noticed a lot, for example, people, although they can. You can do it, things in Israel. One of the things that they've been doing is degrees that you can't do here. So, for example, I know people who are doing the counterterrorism and government program at IDC, for example, which you obviously wouldn't be able to study here. So that's an additional attraction. But is there a trend? Can you pick up things that people particularly are interested in?
Certainly, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. The IDC is the academic institution that has the highest number of South African students studying at it, over the 60 mark. And it's a wonderful campus and offers very specialized degree programs, as you mentioned, that aren't available elsewhere. I would also say an interesting trend is those South African students that are actually going to study in Hebrew. Now, normally that sounds like a very scary proposition, you know, especially for those that didn't take Hebrew for matric. How am I going to study in Hebrew? Well, really, at the forefront of that is Hebrew University. Their Mechina, which is the Hebrew word for preparatory program, has really specialized in, within 1 year, enabling students from all over the world to be able to, after 1 year of intense studies at the preparatory program, to enter into any of their Hebrew-speaking degrees. So that's an interesting trend, is to see, you're seeing more South Africans come in and say, you know what, this is Israel, I'm not going to study in English, I'm actually going to do this one-year program, and I'm going to enter the Hebrew degrees. And once that happens, well, all the Hebrew degrees, right, are around the price range that I mentioned, between 12 and 14,000 shekels, and there are so many. Right, literally hundreds of degree tracks that are available, and some of them, as you said, very unique, especially Israel at the forefront of high tech. There's a lot of degree programs that connect with the high tech world and security that are totally unique to the country of Israel.
And even medical, I imagine that there might even be opportunities for doctors and people who are interested in biomedicine and that sort of thing as well.
So there's we really hope soon to be able to finish our negotiations with Ben-Gurion University and Bar-Ilan University. The SASE program, which you're really hoping to launch, will be a seven-year medical degree in English. And the students will start studying at Bar-Ilan. They'll do their undergraduate in English at Bar-Ilan. They'll do pre-med at Bar-Ilan. And then they'll move on to do 4 years of medical studies at Ben-Gurion. So we're still in negotiations with the two universities. We hope that will be finalized by the next academic year. But you're correct. Certainly, I think once that gets up, medical studies is definitely a big pull.
Somebody SMSing in here, Lynn, thank you so much for sending in. These fees are per year.
Yes, when we talk about tuition fees, we're talking about tuition fees per year. So in Israel, an Israeli citizen would be paying approximately 12,000 shekels per year, and someone who has not yet made aliyah would be paying about 14,000 shekels. I must say at this point that somebody who makes aliyah, they can actually get their entire degree paid for by the student authority, which would be 3 years of free academic studies if one makes aliyah.
Of course, if you are looking to make aliyah, it's a great time to do it, right? Because you can get your network at the university, you make your friends, you kind of get used to the culture while it's cheap to do so. It's definitely the people that I've seen successfully make Aliyah, that's definitely been an effective route for them.
Certainly, I can speak from my own experience. I did my bachelor's and master's degrees at Bar-Ilan University, and it's very important for one's culturalization. I often ask potential ulema, say, where do you see your future? If they tell me they see their future in Israel, I say, well, you know, it makes sense then to study in Israel. If you're going to study anywhere else, any degree has a certain level of a culturalization that's based on the country where you study it. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if one is studying even, let's say, economics in South Africa, so one's going to look at the economics of this country in South Africa. How did apartheid affect economics in the past? What is it now? Those are the questions that are asked when one studies economics in Israel are different questions. And therefore, if one wants to find a job in Israel and one sees one's future in Israel, it makes sense to study there. During your study, and you make friends, you make contacts. There'll be a time that you'll go work as in a certain place, maybe even as part of your degree, an internship. You'll get so much experience while studying in Israel. So if you do see your future in Israel, it makes so much more sense to study there.
Of course, that is just one dimension of potential Aliyah. You've got, there's Masa programs, which are obviously not Aliyah, but, you know, things that young people can do if they want to take a gap year or take 6 weeks or something and go experience the country in a different way. And I'm sure all of that you can see at the Aliyah Expo this week, Doron?
Yes, sure. We certainly would like to encourage as many people as possible to come to the Aliyah Expo. There's going to be representatives from many of the academic institutions in Israel, including, you know, those that we've mentioned now and those also that have connected to the SASE program. And there are going to be people from – there's five members from Telfed, members from the Ministry of Absorption and the Students Authority. So I certainly would recommend to come and make an appointment, come to the Aliyah Fair, and also come chat to the Telfed staff. Besides dealing with tourists, as I said, we also deal with Olim. Telfed itself gives up to 8,500 shekels in scholarships to Olim. So besides getting a degree for free if one makes Aliyah, you can on top of that get another 8,500 shekels a year from Telfed. So really a lot to talk about. I'd encourage people to come.
For sure. And best way to get hold of you guys, just to phone Biyachad?
Yes, so the telephone number of the Aliyah department at Biyachad is 011-645-2530. Give a call to the Biyachad Aliyah department and make an appointment to come see many of the experts that are here now for the Aliyah Expo. Utilize this unique opportunity. We have all these people coming from Israel in order to get one-on-one advice.
Doron Klein, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Best of luck with the Expo. And hope you find some interesting potential students.